For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
As we prepare for the second half of Elul, which usually is the first 2 weeks of Elul are the parashiyos of Shoftim and Kisetze, while the second half is Kisavai and Nitzavim. Why is it first half is Shoftim Tetze and the second half is Tavai Nitzavim? And that is because Elul, there's two parts to Elul, as we mentioned in the word Elul. Elul is Lamed Aleph, Lamed Vav. It's Loy with an Aleph and Loy with a Vav. A person has to humble himself, Mevad, Machnia himself, in order to come closer to Hashem. So the first part of Elul, which is Loy with an Aleph, is to make, to annul oneself. It's Loy. Loy means not, to be a not. To annul oneself. And then comes lower the vav, that's to him, to come closer to Hashem. The more one humbles himself, the closer he gets to Hashem. Shoftim kiseitse, shoftim, which means judging oneself, shoftim v'shoftim tita l'cha, judging yourself, not judging others. And teitse, as mentioned last week, going out of oneself, that's the first part of Elul, Lamed Aleph. And that leads to kisavai el ha'oretz, Nitzavim, we come into the land standing upright. Nitzavim, Tavai Nitzavim is the second half of Elul, which is Tavai Nitzavim. This might be going somewhere. Okay. Is the Lamed Vav? That's to him. Kisavai El Haaretz. Kisavai El Haaretz. This parasha speaks to us at the beginning about Bikurim. Bikurim are the first fruits that we bring to the Beis HaMikdash and have to be given to Kohanim during the time that we had a Beis HaMikdash. And we always read about Bikurim right before Rosh Hashanah. In fact, this Shabbos is considered really the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. Because next Shabbos, Shabbos Slichos, as Sfarim say, is like Rosh Hashanah already. Because since it's the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, so the Yom Tov is already included in the Shabbos. So next Shabbos is like already Rosh Hashanah. So this coming Shabbos is the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. In fact, as the Gemara says, that this parasha that we read, the Teichacha, Tich L'Shana U'Klal O'Seha, Tochel Shana U'Birch O'Seha, that we get rid of the curses and we prepare for the blessings, which it's also the idea of Loi with an Aleph, Loi with a Vav. Tich l'shana u'klal ha'iseha, that's loy with an aleph. Tochel shana u'birch ha'iseha is loy with the vav. So this is the Shabbos that prepares us for Rosh Hashanah. Why Bikurim though? Bikurim l'cha'ira is a mitzvah associated with Shavuos. In fact, Shavuos is called Yom HaBikurim. The Mishnah tells us in Bikurim that we bring Bikurim, as Rashi brings here in the parasha, me'atzeres va'ad ha'chag, from Shavuos until Sukkos. So the time for Bikurim is between Shavuos and Sukkos. So even though timely speaking this is not out of time, it is the time that we bring Bikurim, it's between Shavuos and Sukkos now, but certainly Bikurim is more appropriate to be read Shavuos time, right before Shavuos, rather than right before Rosh Hashanah. But there are many, many similarities, as mentioned in the previous weeks, between Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. And it all goes back to Bereshis. Bereshis is Aleph B'Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, as the Baal HaTurim says. Bereshis is Oseus Aleph B'Tishrei. We all go back to Bereshis, we all go back to our source. Bereshis is also, as the Baal HaTurim says, the acronym Barishoina Ro'a Elohim Sheyakablu Yisrael Torah. Bereshis Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reshis Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra'as Reshis, which means the whole purpose of why Hashem created the world. The whole purpose of Aleph B'Tishrei is so that Klal Yisrael received the Torah. Yom HaShishi is referring to not only Rosh Hashanah, but the Yom HaShishi of Chodesh Sivan, which is Chag HaShavuos. We know that on both days, Shofar was blown. Rosh Hashanah, of course, is Yom Shua Yiyalachem. Shavuos B'mshoy Chayayvel Chayv Shayfer Chazak Ma'od. In fact, according to Rav Sadia Gaon, one of the reasons we blow Shayfer on Rosh Hashanah is to remember Matan Torah. Bereshis is Oisius Bris Eish, as the Zohar says. The Bris, which is the Torah, which is referred to as Bris, this week's parasha, V'Zacharti as Brisi, when we come to the end of the parasha, Shemartem as Divrei HaBris HaZois. Torah is referred to as Bris. Bris Im HaKoilel is B'Gematria Taryag, as the Svarim say. Bris Eish, the Torah, which is the Bris that Hashem made with us, within fire, miminai eish das lamai. The Torah was given from within fire. That's bris eish, and that's shvuas. But at the same time, bereishis is aleph betishrei. Shvuas and Rosh Hashanah are connected. Shvuas is the 50th day after Pesach. Rosh Hashanah is the 50th day after Tisha B'av. Shvuas is yovel b'mshoich hayovel hemayalu bahor. Rosh Hashanah is yovel. Literally, yovel means ram's horn. We learn out from Yovel how many sounds of Shofar have to be blown on Rosh Hashanah. So the truth is, Bikurim being read now, although Bikurim is associated with Shavuos, is not surprising, because Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah are really one and the same. They're connected. And as we could possibly add, that Rosh Hashanah, we have an opportunity to rectify that which occurred at Matan Torah. Now what's that? We know that by Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael woke up late. So says the Medrash. They overslept, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to wake them up to bring them to Har Sinai. That's one of the reasons that we stay up late. We stay up at the night on Shavuos to learn, to make up, to rectify for the fact that we slept on Leil Shavuos. Chodesh Elul, which we're now coming to the second half of, Chodesh Elul is the Chodesh of Hashkama, the Chodesh of getting up early. Sfardim already starting Rosh Chodesh, Ashkenazim, the week of Slichas, Mashkimim, the Lashon of Chazal is Mashkimim, Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker. Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker, interestingly, was in Chodesh Elul, according to the opinion that the Akedah took place on Rosh Hashanah, which is one of the reasons that we lay the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah, because that's when it happened. The Mokom HaMikdash was revealed by the Akedah, and as the Imre Noyam says, Rosh Hashanah is B'gematria Beis HaMikdash, because Rosh Hashanah is the Beis HaMikdash of time. And therefore, the Akedah, Rosh Hashanah, one and the same, Rosh Hashanah is when the Akedah takes place, according to many opinions, there are different opinions about this, would come out then that the test began in Elul, because the Akedah took place 3 days after the Elohim, Nisa'es Avraham. And Hashem says, Kachna es bincha es yichidach asher ahavta es Yitzchok v'lech lecha el eretz hamoiriyah. Here we also have the concept of loy with an aleph and loy with a vav. V'lech lecha, lech lecha means go away from yourself. Lech lecha is the idea of humbling oneself. Lech lecha, lech me'atzmuscha. And where do you go? El Eretz HaMoiriyah, Kisavay El Ha'oretz. Avram is getting close. Avram is coming now to Yerushalayim, to the Makom HaMikdash, building a Mizbeach, the Makom HaMizbeach. Vayiven Shom Avraham Es HaMizbeach is where Avraham passed the final test and proved that his entire being was loyal to Hashem. Umotzasa Es Levavoy Ne'eman Lefanecha. Vayiven Shom Avraham es Hamizbeach es B'gematria Umatzasa Shom es Levavoy Ne'eman. Says the Yerushalmi in Brachas, Levavoy Avraham was Mahapech the Yetzahara to the Yetzatov. Greater even than David HaMelech, who killed the Yetzahara. V'libi Chol Al Bekirbi, as the Pasuk says, and the Gemara says, Shaharagoy B'tainis, Avraham was Mahapech the Yetzahara to the Yetzatov. Similar to the concept of being Mahapech, the Teuchacha, the Klolois of this week's parasha into Brachos, which is one of the ideas of reading the Teuchacha now, to be Mahapech, especially by Tzaddikim, when they would read the Teuchacha, they would read it slow and loud because they weren't afraid of the Klolois, they weren't afraid of the Teuchacha because they already felt, they already saw in these Klolois the Brachos in the skies. Kiyadua, the stories, Baal Shem Tov, Baal HaTanya, for this coming Shabbos, Chai Elul is the Yom HaHiledes, the birthdays of the Shnei Amoiris HaGedoilim of the Baal Shem Tov and the Baal HaTanya. Both were born on Chai Elul, not the same year, one in 1698, one in 1745, Shnas Nachas, Shnas Kahos. By both, it's known that when they said the when they read the parasha, they were both Baalei Kriya. They would read the parasha loud and slow, unlike the way we do it, fast and low. Tichlashanu klaloi seho, because they already felt they were zeich, they were on the level to see the hidden, the brachas in disguise of the teichacha. So by Yiben Shom Avraham is Hamizbeach is Bigamatria Umatsasa es Lavavai Ne'em, when it was there, when Avraham builds the Mizbeach, that's the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate devotion to Hashem, where he designates this as the Makom HaMikdash, which this is the Makom HaMizbeach, this is the Mizbeach, which is where Adam HaRishon was created from, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Adam Nivra Mimakom Kaparosai. The Rambam is quoting Chazal from Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar and other places, Rishalmi and Nazir, that the Mokem HaMizbeach is where Adam was created. In fact, that's where Adam sacrificed his carbon, Kayin and Hevel, Noyach, as the Rambam says in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, and then he says that's where the Akedah took place. And that's why the Mizbeach must be situated specifically in that place, Mekaymai Mechuvan B'Yoyzer, because that's where the Akedah took place. By Yiven Sham Avraham is HaMizbeach, and that's where Avraham was found loyal. Levavai Ne'eman. One of the acronyms for Elul is Umol Hashem Elikecha Es Levavacha Ve'es Levav. And the idea is that in Elul we have the ability, we have the potential, it's possible for us to be Mahapech, the Yetzer Hara to the Yetzer Toiv. Levavacha, with two bezin, Umatzah says Levavai Ne'eman, refers to both sides of the heart, the right and the left, which is the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Toiv. So the emes we could say that the hachana to the akedah took place in Chodesh Elul. If you hold that the akedah was Rosh Hashanah, the actual vayivan sham Avraham is HaMizbeach is Rosh Hashanah, vayakoid es Yitzchak Benoi is Rosh Hashanah, vayakoid es Yitzchak Benoi is begematria yoim teruah yiyeh lochem Rosh Hashanah. It becomes Rosh Hashanah after vayakoid es Yitzchak Benoi. So the preparation to the akedah was in Chodesh Elul. And the preparation to the Akedah begins by Yashkeim Avraham Baboiker. By Yashkeim Avraham Baboiker, Hashkama, getting up early, Zrizus, which is what we do in Elul Davka. Elul is the end of the year, but yet at the end of the year, we're being Mashkim, we're getting up early, and we're being Mesakein that which occurred by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, we got up late, we overslept. So as great as we were, as great as of a level that we were on Shavuos, the Yom HaChamishim, when we were Mekabel the Torah after the 7 weeks of preparation, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was still a pagam. Hashkama was missing. And in fact, by the Egel, the Yetzer Hara came around, and he woke us up early for the Egel. The other passage says, Vayashkimu Baboiker, Vayashkimu Mimacharos, Vayeshvu Lechel, Vishosai. They got up early the day that they made the egel, the day after they made the egel, when they actually bowed to the egel, there the pasuk says that they got up early. So the hashkama of Rosh Hashanah, the hashkama of Chodesh Elul is misakein the hashkama of the egel, and the lack of hashkama by Matan Torah. In fact, if we look at the first sif, the first simon in the tour in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, he talks about that Rosh Chodesh Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu went up for the third time on Rosh Chodesh Elul, early in the morning, because Kol Ali Yosef b'Hashkama, whenever Moshe Rabbeinu went up, he went up early again b'Hashkama, and that was Chodesh Elul. And then they blew Shofar, which is why we blow Shofar every day of Elul, so that we shouldn't err again, we shouldn't make the same mistake, Chas v'Shalom, with another eagle, as it says in Pirkei Rebbe Elazar, which the Torah quotes. So the whole Shofar of Elul b'Emes is to warn us, to prevent us from another egel, prevent us from chet, which all chet is rooted in the chet ha-egel, and the egel is rooted in the chet eitz hadas. We find here that the Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Bikurim that when one sees a fig, a te'ena, shebikra, a fig that ripened, so he put ties around it. Yoyrei Adam v'soich sedeyu v'roya te'ena shebikra. He ties a gemi around it, sort of a rubber material, and he says, Harei Elu Bikurim. The first ripened fruits, the fruits that ripen first, those are the fruits that are mashkim, the fruits that get up early, the fruits that ripen first, they're the ones that are zeichet to be the bikurim. The fruits that ripen later, those the fruits that don't get up early, they're not brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Dafka, the fruits that ripen early, which is the reishis, v'lakachta, it may reishis called pri ha'adam, they get to be brought to the Makom HaMikdash, which is the Makom of Reishis. That's where the world was created from. The world was created from the Eben Shesiyah, which is the Makom HaMikdash, which is also hinted in Bereishis, Roish Bayis, as the Zohar says. Bereishis is Roish Bayis. The Bayis, the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Roish, the Reishis of the world. That's where the world was created from first. And that's where the first fruits, the Reishis, the Bikurim, are brought to the Makom HaMikdash. And this we're learning this as we are approaching the Reishis of Zman, which is Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Bereishis Aleph B'Tishrei, and the stress in Halacha and in all the Sfarim is getting up early, Hashkama. Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker. Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker is B'Gematria B'Chodesh Hashishi, because that took place really in Elul, in the Chodesh Hashishi, in Chodesh Elul. And in that schus that we get up early, we're going to be zeicher to Aksiva V'Achasim Atoiva. Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker is B'Gematria Aksiva V'Achasim Atoiva. The Hashkama, when we get up early, that's the way we fight the Yetzer Hara. The Sfarim say, the Pasuk says, Hashkem Baboikev Hisyatsev Lefnei Paroi. Paroi is Pera, the Satan, who's the Pera, who's Makatreg, especially now, as we come to the end of the year, and especially Rosh Hashanah to Yadua, that the Satan tries very hard to be Makatreg. Yom Kippur he can't, but Rosh Hashanah he's trying to be Makatreg. That's why the Torah brings down that Shofar is Rosh Hatev, Satan Ve'en Pegaro. The Satan is there, and he's trying very hard to prosecute us, but Ve'en Pegaro, because of the Shofar. But we try to knock him out earlier with the Hashkama. Hashkem Baboiker, and then the Hisyatev Lefnei Pari. If you get up early, you can stand before the Pera. You get a chance to be there before he's there. Hashkama is a very, very important part of the Elul process. As we prepare for Elul, that's sort of the loy with an olive, loy with a vav. Everyone loves to sleep longer. So when a person pushes himself to get out of bed earlier, you know, that's really one is supposed to do it every day. That's the first siman of Shulchan Aruch. Shehehu ma'ir es ha'shachar. David HaMelech says, O'ir ha'shachar. David HaMelech always got it by chatzos. Chatzos laila akum lahoydes lachal mishpatei tzidkecha. Really, every day a person is supposed to be mashkim. Rosh Hashanah is the time. That's the beginning of the year, the Hashkama of the year. Therefore, Hashkama is required. But the interesting thing is Rosh Hashanah itself is not the day that the Hashkama takes place. It's before Rosh Hashanah. It's the week before or the whole month before. Especially the day before. The Erev Rosh Hashanah, when the Slichus is the longest, is the earliest that one gets up. The last day of the year when the Satan, the Pera, is trying to be Mekatreg. A Yid is Mashkim. A Yid gets up early. And in that sechus, we are inscribed and sealed in the Book of Life. So, Vayashkem Avraham Baboika was an Elul. Vayachvosh Eschamoiroi was an Elul. He saddled his donkey. Or as Sfarim say, Vayachvosh Eschamoiroi means, in the words, Choymer, the Choymer Haguf. He tied down the materialism. Vayachvosh Eschamoiroi. He was Koyvesh his Yetzer. Vayachvosh Eschamoiroi. The Avoida of Elul is the Avoida of Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker and the Avoida of Vayachvosh Eschamoiroi, and that leads us El Hamakoyim Asher Amaloyhu Elohim. That brings us Kisavoy El Ha'oretz. The parsha is Savoy, entering Eretz Yisrael, the Heveisi Eschem El Ha'oretz, Hinni Mevi Es Avdi Tzemach. We always say Bias HaMashiach. The Lashon of Hava'a, the Hevesi, which is the fifth expression of Geula, comes after the fourth. The fourth expression is V'lokachti Eschem Li La'am. That's Rosh Hatevis Elul. Elul is Rosh Hatevis V'lokachti Eschem Li La'am. Similar to what happened by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, Hashem married us. Matan Torah was considered the Chasana of Klal Yisrael, but yet there was another Chasana that took place. Now it was Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is called the Yom HaChasana, the last Mishnah in Tainus, Se'enu Re'ena B'nois Tzion, V'yom Chasunasai, V'yom Simchas Libay. So Yom Kippur is the Chasana. Elul is sort of the engagement time. The Elul is the Kedushin. Yom Kippur is the Nesuin. So V'lakachti Eschem Lila Om, that's Elul. And that leads, V'lakachti leads to Vehevesi. As we prepare and as we connect to Hashem and Chodesh Elul, and we humble ourselves, Shoiftim Teitze, we come to Kisavai, Kisavai El Ha'oretz. V'lakachta Meirech is called Priho Adama. The whole idea of Bikurim is Hashkama, taking the first fruits, the ones that ripen first, and taking a lesson from those fruits that ripen first, they're the ones that get brought to the Makom HaMikdash, the same, that someone who gets up early, someone who is a Zoriz, someone who has Rizus in his Avodas Hashem, is Zoicha to enter, to come to the new year, B'Shleimus. It's interesting, in the Mishnah and Bikurim, there's a Lashon here, when they used to go up to Yerushalayim, so it says here, in Paragimel Mishnah Beis, how did they bring Bikurim to Yerushalayim, the Mishnah asks? All the cities, Miskansois, Vilonin, they would stay overnight in the street, they didn't go into houses, says the Mishnah, V'lamashkim hoyo hamamuna oimer kumu v'nale tzioin el beis Hashem aleikeinu. What does V'lamashkim mean? So the Mefarshim say, "V'la mashkim" means behashkama, early in the morning. The memuna, the one who was appointed, I guess the one who was in charge, would say, "Okay, let's get up and let's go to Yerushalayim." Why does the Mishnah stress over here the v'la mashkim? Why is it necessary to say that this happened early in the morning? Bikurim, that's what Bikurim is. Bikurim teaches us hashkama. Bikurim teaches us zrizus, the first fruits. They're the ones that get to be brought to Yerushalayim. The whole mitzvah is done with zrizus and early in the morning, v'lamashkim, v'hashkama, the same way Avraham went to the Akeh, the v'yashkim Avraham, v'aboyke, and that's how we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, the hashkama, and we're masaking the oversleeping on the night of Shavuos. So dafka here we read the parasha of Bikurim. According to this, it's more timely to read Bikurim now, before Rosh Hashanah, because this is the time of Hashkama, this is the lesson of the Bikurim. But it also goes back to the Chet Eitz Hadas. The Chet Eitz Hadas, according to one opinion in the Gemara, was a fig. And Rashi and Chumash says that it was a fig, and that's why they wore Vayasu Lahem Chagach from Te'enim, they put on fig leaves, because none of the other trees would allow them to use their leaves except for the fig, because it was the fig that they sinned with, so the same fruit that they sinned with is what they rectified themselves by kilkulu, by tiknu. Adam Arishain by the Chet Eitz Hadas, and the Chet Eitz Hadas happened on Rosh Hashanah. That's when it happened. Rosh Hashanah is when Adam was created, on the same day as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin is when the Chet took place, by Asiris Sorchu, the 10th hour. So Adam said, Ha'isha Hashem Asata Imadi, he nosnal imen ha'etz v'eichel. He complained. So Rashi says he was koifer b'toifer. Here Hashem gives him a wife. He asked for a wife. And what does he do? He says, he blames her. He's not makir toiv. He's not being gracious. He's being ungracious. He's blaming her for the entire chet eitz hadas. So isha Hashem asata imadi hi nosna limen ha'etz v'oichel. This was on Rosh Hashanah. To be mesake in that, we have to be makir toiv. The whole yahadus, the emes is based on Hakaras HaToiv. From morning to night, everything is Hakaras HaToiv. We wake up, all the brachas that we make in the morning, every tefillah, moedim, everything is Hakaras HaToiv. Asher Yotza, every bracha we make before we eat, after we eat. The whole avodah of the year is to constantly thank Hashem for all the toivas that He does for us, and especially as we come to the end of the year, when Baruch Hashem, we're all alive and healthy, another year passed. It's the end of Tov Shanai and Aleph practically. A year has to be Makir Toiv, the Baruch Hashem. We lived another year. And that we should be Zeichet to another year, and the next year should be the real year, the year of the Geula, and even before that we should already enter Tov Shanai and Beis in a Matziv of Geula. So therefore we learn about Hakaras HaToiv, the whole idea of Bikurim. Rashi says it, Rashi says it in on the pasuk V'yomarta Elov Uvasa El Hakoyhein Ashiyah Bayom Emohem V'yomarta Elov. Rashi says She'eincha Kofui Toiva. You got to tell him, and you have to express your thanks to Hashem because you are not a Kofui Toiv. And the example that Rashi gives, and that's the first fruit that the Mishnah mentions here in Bikurim, is a Te'ena, a fig. Because the Te'ena was the Eitz Hadas, according to Rashi and according to that opinion in the Gemara, and the Eilu Ve'ilu Divriel Kimachayim. So they sinned with the fig. They Adam Arishan expressed lack of Akaras HaTov as a result. So with the Te'ena, we're misaking that. As we prepare for Rosh Hashanah is the time to be misaking the Chet Eitz Hadas, because that's when the Chet Eitz Hadas occurred. In fact, Rosh Hashanah, really, part of the day, there was no chet. The first part of the day was Adam Arishan Kaidem HaChet. The latter part of the day was after the chet. And it says that that's when Adam did tshuva. Adam does tshuva on Rosh Hashanah, which is why Rosh Hashanah becomes the first day of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, because that's the day that Adam Arishan did tshuva for the Chet Eitz Hadas. And the goal of the year is to be able to come Rosh Hashanah to the level of Adam Arishan Kaidem HaChet. We shall be able to come into the new year b'shleimus b'tahara, like Adam Arishan was before the chait, or at least that we should work on ourselves to be mesakein all chatoim which are rooted in the chet eitz hadas, lack of akoras hatoiv. So bikurim is the mitzvah of the whole idea of bikurim, which the Torah itself tells us this is not a chait. The Torah tells us yanisa v'yamarta, the whole concept of Bikurim is thanking Hashem, being misakein the lack of Akaras HaTov of Adam by the Chet Eitz Hadas. And the whole idea of Bikurim is also to teach us the concept of Hashkama, of Zrizus, which we're misakein with this, the Chet of, or the, I don't know if it was considered a Chet, but it was certainly considered a Pagam, that they overslept on the night of Shavuot. There are a lot of Hezbeirim why it wasn't literally that they they went to sleep very late, they woke up late. There was a whole Hezbra al Pichsidus, especially why they woke up late the next day. But the Maisa was considered a Pagam, which we rectify on Leil Shavuos. But Rosh Hashanah, certainly, which Rosh Hashanah is connected to Shavuos, and the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah is to remind us of the Shofar of Shavuos of Matan Torah, is a time to be Mesakein the lack of Hashkama, and the Hashkama, the false Hashkama, the Hashkama L'Ra'ah, which took place by the Chet HaEgel, which is connected to the Chet Eitz Hadas. We read here that as we enter Eretz Yisrael, Vayivienu el hamokoim hazeh, Vayitan lanu es haaretz hazeis Eretz zavas cholav u'devosh. Eretz Yisrael is described as a sweet land, a land that flows with milk and honey. It's interesting also, Shavuos is accustomed to eat dairy, cholav, and Rosh Hashanah, the custom is to eat dvash. So Cholav reminds us of Shavuos. Cholav is Rosh Hatevus, as the Svarim tell us, the pasuk that talks about Shavuos. But Yom HaBikurim v'hakrivchem chadosha laHashem b'shavu oiseichem. Chadosha laHashem b'shavu oiseichem is Cholav. Dvash, the gematria of HaRachamon, because Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah rather, is a time that we're ma'ira rachamim b'na shamayim, that the Eibush is the of HaRachamon. That's why we sweeten the Midas HaDin by eating apples, challah, everything in Dvash, no bitter foods, drinks, no vinegar, or things that are considered mar, we do not take part, we don't partake of on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Kuloi Dvash, Ichlu Mashmanim, Ushasu Mamtakim. Because Rosh Hashanah, which is the Makam HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, there's only sweetness. The Beis HaMikdash is the root and the source of all sweetness in the world. All comes from the Beis HaMikdash, especially the Mizbeach. Vayiv and the Mizbeach, even though it says Kichol Se'or V'chol Devash Loisak Tiru Mimeno Isha LaHashem on the Mizbeach. But the Emes, we could even go a step further and say Imre Noyam says that Rosh Hashanah is the Beis HaMikdash of time. Perhaps we could add to it Rosh Hashanah is the Mizbeach of time. Vayiven Sham Avraham is HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach, the first Mizbeach, which is the Mizbeach that Adam was created from on Rosh Hashanah. And later it becomes the Makam HaMizbeach in the time of the Beis HaMikdash of Shloimeh, and the second Beis HaMikdash, and Yetzisham the third, is all from the Vayiven Sham Avraham is HaMizbeach by the Akedah, which took place according to those that say that it was on Rosh Hashanah itself. We laid it on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, therefore, is the Makam HaMizbeach of Zman, which is the Mizbeach, of course, which is the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Rambam, was the Hakriv Shom Karbonos. The Rambam says, Bayis Muchan, LaHashem, v'hakriv b'hem karbonos. The Rambam's shita is that the Beis HaMikdash, the purpose of it is karbonos. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash was the Oroin with Ashras Hashchina. The Rambam says no, it was our Avodah, it was Melmato L'mayla. The whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash was that's the place where the Mizbeach was built, and the whole purpose of the Mizbeach is to sacrifice on it, which means for a person to humble himself, Lev Nishbar V'nitka, Lev Ruach Nishbara, Lev Nishbar V'nitka, Zivchei Elokim. As we say in the Dabar Hashem Oiri, Zivchei Serua, Rosh Hashanah, a Yid comes before Hashem totally humbled, hopefully. If a Yid went through Chodesh Elul, like the way it's supposed to be, and learnt all the Hayrois from all these Parashios, starting with Re'ei, Shoiftim, Kiseisei, so then he's Zoichet to Kisavay El Ha'oretz, and eventually Nitzavim. He comes B'Shleimus, like it says by Yovah Yaakov, Sholem. He comes B'Shleimus into the new year. B'Shleimus, Kirev Mokoim to Hashem, just like Avraham Avinu reached that Madrega after the Akedah, after the preparations for the Akedah. The Baal Tanya writes, it wasn't the Akedah so much, the greatness of Avraham Avinu. He says it was the Zrizus of Avraham Avinu. Zrizusei the Avraham, he sha'om dolonu. The way he did it, it was the Vayashkeim Avraham Ba'avoyk and Vayachvosh as Chamoyer, Rashi says himself. He did it himself, he didn't tell his servants to do it. That was the greatness, the Mesilas Nefesh, the willingness to give up everything. And with tremendous reasons to do the Ratzon Hashem, as mentioned last week, to do the Ratzon Hashem, even if it's not necessarily what one is commanded to, even more than that, to do the Ratzon, the will of Hashem, just to want to make Hashem happy, to bring Nachas to Hashem. That was the great Madrega of Avram, and that L'chaira took place in Elul, before Rosh Hashanah. According to that, the times that could be the Avodah of Elul is really higher even than Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is when you get there already. Rosh Hashanah is like Olam Haba. You're there, that's like schar in a way. But Elul is the Avodah now, Bizman Hazeh. Elul is the Chodesh Hashishi, which is connected to Elef Hashishi, connected to Zman we're in now, which is Itfus of the Mashiach. And just like as we mentioned last week, on Erev Shabbos, you feel the week, it's weekday, but it's Shabbos. It's a Me'urav, it's a time where Shabbos and weekday are mixed. The same thing, the Chodesh Hashishi, Elul, is a mixture of Elul and Tishrei, we blow shofar, we say slichas, we get up early, dafka and Elul. Rosh Hashanah by day, there's no slichas. There's no inyan to necessarily get up 5 o'clock in the morning, but there are people who daven kibasik in Rosh Hashanah, but it doesn't say beferish Allah like it says by slichas to be mashkim. So the avodah of Elul could be in a way reaches a higher madregas. I saw this in Sfarim, I'm not saying this on my own. Even that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Because the Hachana is greater than the mitzvah itself. It's Kiyodua that the Hachana in many ways is greater than the mitzvah. We learned that out in the Menorah. The Hatovas Haneiros, which was the Hachana to the lighting of the Menorah, was only done by the Kohen, by the Aaron HaKohen. Yet the Hadlokas Kashera Bazar, very strange. The actual lighting of the Menorah says even a non-Kohen can do. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the lighting, the preparation, the cleaning out the wicks. That can only be done by a Kohen. So the Kedushas Levi, other of the great Hasidic masters, said from here we see that the preparation to a mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah itself. We see with Avraham Avinu, again, the Vayashkem and the Vayachvash and all the preparations that he made before the Akedah was really the godless of his. That he actually did what Hashem told him to do, and many did that. Many were Maisa Nefesh, but that the way he did it, the Hachana that he made to it, that shows his greatness. So in Elul is the month of Hachana. Tochin Lecha HaDerech. The Arizal says that, as we mentioned last week, Elul is Derech. The reason why Elul is called Derech, he brings the Pasuk in Iyod, Hanoisein, Bayom, Derech. Derech is Begematria, the two names of Hashem, B'miluois. Yudke Vovke B'miluois is 63, is the Shem Sag. And then Eke, Alefke Yudke, which is the Shem of Tshuva. Ehe means I will be a new person. That's equal to 161, so 161 plus 63 is 224, that's Derech. There, that's Elul. Elul is Derech, Tochin Lecha HaDerech. Prepare yourself in the month of Derech, in the month of Elul, which is the month of Achana to Rosh Hashanah. So we already read Kisavai now in Elul before we even get to Rosh Hashanah. And in Elul itself, Hashem gives us a te'ima, a taste, just like on Erev Shabbos, the Minhag is, says the Magen Avraham, to taste Ma'achol Shabbos. we get a taste of Tishrei, a taste of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur already in Elul. Like now in this man of Ikvus of the Mashiach, we get a taste of Geula. What I'm saying now, again, this doesn't mean necessarily that's true, but the emes is we know that everything that a Yid hears or sees, the Baal Shem Tov says, is a Hayra and Avodas Hashem. Even something which a president says, he's not a Baal Bechira. We know that Bush, when the towers came down 10 years ago, said Kapitel Chav Gimel of Tehillim, which it's Yedua, many, many Ramazim, to Chav Gimel Elul, to Mizmar Chav Gimel, as many, Gam Ki Eilech, Rosh Tevis Chav Gimel Elul, Gam Ki Eilech, Gets Almovis, which had to do with the September 11th. This president, no matter what we think of him, Lamaisa, and not necessarily he knew what he was saying anyway, but it doesn't matter, Hashem put it in his mouth, said Kapitel Mem Vov yesterday. And when I heard it, I was just thinking that it's quite remarkable to think that he was saying this kapitel of all kapitlach. I don't know who advised him to do it, but the fact of the matter is, everything is minashamayim. If one looks at kapitel lamed mem vav, this mizmar talks about Mashiach. It's like Obama was preparing us for Mashiach. Obama is telling us what's coming. If you look at the mizmar mem vav, even the way he said it in English, it's not talking to him, it's not talking to Goyim, it's talking to us. Elokim lanu machzev ha'oiz. Ezra Vitzorais Nimsamai. So Alkain Loin Nira, we should not be afraid. The Homir Oretz, when the earth is being transformed, whether Homir Oretz can mean an earthquake, Uvamait Horim Belev Yamim, at the collapse of mountains. Why is the President of the United States saying these psukim? Elohim Bekirba Baal Timbait, Hashem is in its midst, and it shall not falter. It's talking about Yerushalayim, this same President who's pressuring Eretz Yisrael, who knows what's going to happen next week, September 20th, and everyone's worried about what's going to be with the declaration of the Palestinian state, and what's America's involvement with Yerushalayim, with the capital, not whatever, with all that stuff. Yet the president quotes Mizmar Mem Vav, doesn't realize what he's saying. He's talking about Yerushalayim, Elokim v'kirb about Timoit Yazreha Elokim lifnois boiker, that Hashem will help it towards the morning. Rashi says lifnois boiker is Bias HaMashiach. Hamugoyim, he's telling you, Hamugoyim, Matum Hamlacha, his nations are in turmoil, kingdoms totter, Nasan Bekoilei Tamug Oretz, the earth dissolves, Hashem Svokais Imanu, Miskav Lonu Elokei Yaakov Yisrael. That's not going on America, or on the nations of the world, that's us, Hashem Svokais Imanu, means Hashem is with us. L'chu Chazru Mifalis Hashem, Mashpis Mulchamais, this mizmar is the Mepharshim say, this is the Mizmah that's talking about that which will take place as the Geula comes, or during the time of Geula, and we heard a president who's not a Baal Bechira in this area, someone who represents the entire free world, the Chayra, someone who represents, who's considered the leader of the entire world, says this capital of Tehillim right before Rosh Hashanah when Hashem Moloch Geis Lovesh, L'cha'oira means something. So it should not be taken lightly. It's certainly everything that we hear and see, as the Baal Shem Tov said, you have to learn a Hayra and Avodas Hashem from the fact that he picked this Mizmor, that this Mizmor was picked, certainly was Min HaShamayim. And this is being said as we're about to enter a new year, Tav Shin Ayin Beis. Ayin Beis is Begematria Chesed. Tav Shin Ayin Beis, it should be a year of Chesed. We should only see Chesed. There should only be Toiv HaNir VaNigla. Everything should happen in an oifen of Chesed and Rachamim, and all the klolois should be nishapech to brachos. The klolois of Parshas Kisavai, in many ways, are more difficult than the klolois of Parshas B'Chukosai. They're longer. There are more of them. There are 98, contrast to the ones in B'Chukosai. In B'Chukosai there are only 49. Here there are 98, double. Yet in this klola, in the midst of it, the pasuk says, "V'zocharti es brisi Yaakov, v'yaf es brisi Yitzchok, v'yaf es brisi Abraham eskoy, v'horetz eskoy." And there Rashi says, "Es brisi Yitzchok," doesn't say "V'zocharti by Yitzchok." It only says "V'zocharti by Abraham and Yaakov." By Yitzchok, it doesn't say it. So Rashi says, "Because afrei shel Yitzchok tzavru munach," the ashes of Yitzchok, the akeda is what saves us from all the klolas. The akeda. Zacharti Esprisi Yaakov, Esprisi Yitzchak. Esprisi Yitzchak is referring to the Akedah. Actually, that pasuk is in Parashas B'chukosai. That's a mistake. That pasuk is in Parashas B'chukosai. But But nevertheless, that we see in that pasuk, the two taychachis, even though the one in our parasha is worse than the one in Bechukosai, the Maisa, the two taychachis are connected, they're related. Because both taychachis are referring to the churban. One is talking about churban by his rishon, one is talking about churban by his shein. So the emes, the vizachati, as Parisi, goes on this taychacha also, that the akedah is going to be matzal us from all the klolois, as the Ramban says, b'nishbati ne'om Hashem. B'nishbati ne'om Hashem, he says that Hashem swore after the akedah that no matter what, even if the Eden don't do tshuva, it says, that they will be redeemed. That there has to be a geula. The geula will happen no matter what, even if we don't deserve it. That Hashem will definitely save us. That's a fact. We have to believe that. We know that. Be nishbati ne'om Hashem. Hashem swore. Be nishbati. If you look in the word nishbati, you'll see inside the word nishbati, tof shin ayin beis. Starts with a nun, ends with a yud. But in the middle, it's shin beis ayin tof. It's tof shin ayin beis. Be nishbati ne'om Hashem. The whole word, tof shin ayin beis is tishoveya. Hashem swore that there will be a Golus, but he also swore that there will be a Geula. Hashem swore many times throughout Chumash that the Lashonos of Geula, the Hevesi, the fifth expression, which is the expression connected to this parasha Kisavai, is the expression that we will experience when we will be redeemed from Golus Yishmael, who are now trying, as we see all over, trying very, very hard to prevent this expression from becoming reality. The Hevesi, which is the Gematria Mashiach ben David, the Hevesi Eschem El Ha'oretz Hashem Nososi Es Yodi Hashem, said, I swore, I lifted my hand to swear. Rashi says, L'Yishova Bekissi, I swore with my throne that Klal Yisrael will come back to Eretz Yisrael. The Hevesi Eschem El Ha'oretz Hashem Nososi Es Yodi. And this parasha, V'hoya Ki Sovai El Ha'oretz, yes, it will happen that Klal Yisrael will re-enter Eretz Yisrael. We are the Bikurim of Hashem. Hashem's first fruits are the Jewish people. We are referred to as the Reishis Tevuasai of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tevuasai. We are His first fruits. So if a Jew is commanded to take his first fruits and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, so Hashem, who also keeps to the Torah, has to take His first fruits, that's us, Klal Yisrael, we are His first fruits, and bring us to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Makom HaMikdash, that the Bayis HaShalishi, Pasha ends off with the Mulchama of Sichon and Oig, Vatavoyu al HaMakom HaZeh, Vayetzei Sichon Melech Heshbon, Vayog Melech HaVoshon LeKroseinu, says the Bnei Yisoschar, Mulchemes Sichon Vayog took place in Chodesh Elul. That's when it happened. And that Mulchama is what took us into Eretz Yisrael. Once they were gone, once we were able to get rid of the Tumah, the Klipois of Sichon Melech Heshbon, Cheshbonos of Le'um HaZeh, and we're masakin that by making a Cheshbon of Kedusha. Elul is the Chodesh of Cheshbon. This is the month in which we have to make a Cheshbon on Nefesh of everything that we do the entire year, and we have to try to remove all the undesirables, the Sichon and the Oigs. And just like then, after Sichon and Oig were removed, Moshe Rabbeinu began Sefer Devarim and began preparing us for our entrance into Eretz Yisrael, and that took place in Elul Milchemes Sichon Ve'Oig. So too in Chodesh Elul, we should be zeichet to remove ourselves from all the inyonim bilti ritzuyim and prepare ourselves for the upcoming year, for the great year of Tov Shanayin Beis. We all hope that it will be a year of chesed and rachamim, and a year that will experience only good, and everyone should experience a ksiv v'achsim atoiv, and should be a shnas geula of Yeshua, and a year that everything that we all need, we should all have. And as the parasha ends off, Laman Taskilu Eis Kol Asher Ta'asun Ushmartem Es Divrei Abris Azois Laman Taskilu. Taskilu, a number of years ago we said Taskilu is B'gematria Topshin Samach Vav, but if you add up also the letters of Taskilu, you get Topshin Ayin Beis. So maybe we have to wait for that. So Taskilu itself is 766, so add the letters Topshin Chav Yud Lamed, that's another 6. Is 772, is Tavshin Ayin Beis, many times the Gematria is the word with the Oisius. So we should be Zoichet to the man Taskilu Eis Kol Asher Ta'asun and Kumi Oiri Kibo Oirech. The Haftarah this week is a very, very joyous Haftarah, where the Navi tells us that we're going to experience the great light, Kumi Oiri. Rosh Hashanah is called Oiri, Dabar Hashem Oiri. We should all be Zoichet to that light, to the Or HaGanuz, and to Oksiv Achsim Etev Doshnaz Gul of Yeshua.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, And if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.